Nothing can get an audience's attention like a woman wading through emotional strife. Movie theaters have seen many examples of this, and the latest example is Die, My Love, about a young woman who gives birth to her first child and is pushed to the brink of sanity. Die, My Love is adapted from a debut Spanish novel of the same name by Ariana Horwitz. The novel was first published in Argentina in 2012 and was then translated for an English language publication in 2017, telling an intimate story of motherhood, isolation, and fear. After moving into an old house in the remote countryside, a passionate man and woman conceive a child and start building a family together. But giving birth to their child and raising it mostly by herself, this new mother experiences daunting loneliness, sexual frustration, and boredom, causing her to feel increasingly trapped and agitated. As her behavior becomes more erratic, it also becomes more dangerous, with shocking moments of violence. Jennifer Lawrence plays this unstable wife/mother and attacks every scene with a courageous bravado, adding a few touches of sensitive hopelessness. She's terrifically unpredictable and physically extreme, crawling on the ground, barking like a dog, and scratching the bathroom walls. Her descent into madness feels like a transformation into a wild animal, like a wolf or a mare. This theme of female transformation gives Die, My Love connections to other female psychological dramas. Die, My Love is a startling and uncommon portrayal not only of a woman's inner mental journey, but more broadly of postpartum depression. It also beautifully captures the looks and feelings of mentally ill people and their marginalized lives far from cities, towns, or communities. I know Jennifer Lawrence is getting some Oscar buzz for her wild performance, but let's not forget Robert Pattinson as her disheveled, strained husband. He usually shines in flashy character roles, but he is equally interesting in this film, trying to support his unraveling wife, but simply not knowing how. He's like a plain, sturdy banister or corner post of a house, working to keep his family safe. Many film lovers will categorize this as art house, so because of that, Die, My Love is not an experience for casual movie watchers. It's abstract, non-linear, and full of illusion. These illusions make this woman's rampant cerebral state increasingly mysterious. You don't know what is real, what is a dream, or what is a hallucination. Viewers are enveloped even more into this woman's world because the dreams and hallucinations are never resolved or explained. Scottish director and screenwriter Lynn Ramsay is known for telling stories balancing raw naturalism and dreamlike settings with little importance on verbal dialogue. Her past films, Morvern Kallar from 2002 and You Were Never Really Here from 2017, are strong examples of this. So she's a perfect fit for Die, My Love, creating serious visual poetry, untamed emotions, and in some moments, honest cinematic art. Watching this film reminded me of the 1974 drama A Woman Under the Influence and the 2017 allegory Mother. I know avoiding a traditional narrative structure and going so hard into artistic territory makes a film like this less accessible to a mainstream audience. I agree, it's strange, obscure, and singular, but that's often how mental illness feels. I didn't walk away from Die, My Love thinking it's the artistic triumph of the year, but I'm glad I saw it because it reminds us how films can extend beyond the boundaries of storytelling. For Flicks at 48, I'm KCT Allen.